This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Ron Amatron Healing Show is a heart-centered weekly program providing healing by host and master healer teacher Ron Amatron. Ron takes healing to a whole new level, connecting you with your spirit through source energy. Go within, empower yourself for a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Welcome to the Ron Amatron Healing Show.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to all of our listeners on April 3rd, 2013. I'm Kathy, the co-host. Master healer and teacher Ron Amatron will be talking about energetic cords attached to us and the ways it affects our health and livelihood. These energetic cordings enable us to be controlled and used for our spirit energy, which gets scattered throughout the universe for alien race benefits. Ron describes the many ways we are set up here to be corded and controlled by the universal unwanted travelers. The creation light chip offers solutions to help humanity to heal judgment and density so we are able to be in wholeness and have a better life. Before we get to the discussion, Ron will provide some divine healing to remove an implanted barcode called the 2,000 Years of Darkness from us. Then he will activate the drawing of the light being face found on his host page with peace, energy, and to get us more heart-centered. Our host is here. Hi, Ron. Over to you now for the barcode removal and light being activation.
Okay, so we'll do a 2,000-year barcode removal, and we'll be doing this barcode removal for, since our topic today is energetic cordings from people. Remember, when you think of somebody, you're putting a psychic cord out to them someplace on their body, so then you're taking away their energy. And also the aliens do this to us through our crown chakra. So we're going to do a 2,000-year of darkness barcode for energetic cording so you can understand more what I'm talking about. Otherwise, the barcode may come in effect, and then when it comes into effect, then all of a sudden you may get numbed out and not know what I'm talking about because they don't want you to understand this. So here we go. Releasing this energy for energetic cording from people and aliens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Just scroll down a little ways, bring up the light beam, and we'll energize that for you, bring in source energy, which will be peace. And we have three different types of light beams. We have the males, the females, and non-gender. And I think on this program, we'll bring in the male energies. So here we go. 1, 2, and you can actually watch your picture screen on your monitor, the picture change three-dimensionally. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, turn it back over to you again.
Thank you very much for that peace energy. Last week on March 27th, Ron, you discussed how we were connected heavily to the energies of other people through our soul family agreements and contracts that were unknowingly made or unconsciously made, and also how we're energetically corded to the planets, moons, and stars, as well as through mind control and parallel timelines, so many things. So I wanted to ask you if there's anything, is everything always so against us, and is there anything good going for us?
Well, that's a good question. So, yeah, to the first-time listeners, you may go, wow, this is supposed to be a heart-centered show, and Ron's talking about the negative things of aliens that scare the hell out of me, and what's out there, abductions, and then now we're talking about courting. So how can that be heart-centered energy? Well, what it is, we're trying to get you out of the trap, trying to get you out of, you know, that rat hole that you can't see the top of. So this is that energy that keeps you embodied. You remember, I always normally indicate to people, the only reason why you're actually listening to me, and it's not because it's your higher guidance tuning into us or whatever, they don't want you to hear this. You just happen to stumble upon the program, okay, for whatever reason typically. But the energies out there don't want you to know the truth. And if you knew the truth, you would not physically be here in this lifetime. And you probably wouldn't have been here maybe for 20,000 years of life on this planet, if not maybe 50 to 100. So the only reason why you're stuck here is because you believe false truths and you denounce the light. And the light tricked you initially and gave you mind energy, thoughts. And the thought energy is what is holding you here, unfortunately. Because you've been here for so long and you have so many ancestors living, all of their thoughts are with you. So you're living all of their lives, which you could call your past lives. Remember, when somebody does a psychic reading on you, and they go, oh, man, I see you, man, you are the Queen of Sheba. And you go, wow, I didn't know that. Well, that must be okay, you know. And then, you know, maybe they go to somebody else, you know, and you're walking by them, and they go, oh, man, my angel guys told me that you were the Queen of Sheba. And you go, wow, how can people be the Queen of Sheba? Well, it's all in your genetics. And so all of a sudden you realize that, wow, if that reader is reading my genetics, which they don't really think they're reading. They think they're reading your own path, okay, thinking that they're reading your Akashic records, which is only of you. No, it goes along with your genetics, which is what they're really reading. I'm sure I'll have a lot of people who do readings wondering why I'm saying that and why they don't believe what I'm talking about, but that's what they're really reading. They're reading your psychic billboard and everything that's happened to you. And this is the way it works. So, yeah, is this place a hard place to get out of? Yes. Are we in terrible situations here? Yes. And the answer to the question is, basically, the question would be, how do I get out of here? Well, you need to get back into life. Go to the website, creationlightship.com, and do your clearings. The clearings are designed to get rid of your densities. There's a lot of people that I see out on the expo circuits, and they're doing all these attunements for people and touching people and doing whatever they're doing, top of their head, and doing prayers and touching their body and doing all this stuff to make them think and feel that they are connected to the light. Remember, the light has no physical sensation. So if you go to somebody and you go, oh, man, that feels wonderful. This is great. I feel warm and fuzzy. I feel happy. No, that's not light energy. Light energy is in the moment. And there's no thought involved with light energy, which means there's no duality. So if you start hearing more of our programs, you're going to realize that what you've been taught in your lifetime is basically a complete lie on spirituality. And that's why each lifetime that you come here, you get trapped. And now they made it even worse. They put in a 2,000-year barcode on you. So this is the problem that people are having, is that they don't know what the truth is. That's why we do the mind-to-heart drop. And the people have asked, I said, gee, Ron, I did the mind-to-heart drop, and all the monkey mind chatter in my head completely went away. And they go, well, is this my validation that you're actually right about me? There's no more angel channeling, people channeling angels, because if I'm in my heart, expected to source energy, and I have no information coming to me. Well, how can they be channeling angels and Archangel Michael and, you know, whoever, Buddha or whatever's out there, Jesus, and I'm getting all these messages? And then they go, you know, what are they channeling? And I go, well, your guess is as good as mine. But it is probably from the collective consciousness, universal mind, you know, of the aliens being directed to them, and they think they're doing a wonderful thing. And the information can be valid, you know? But there's always a twist to it, and there's always an energetic porting connection hookup to it, to them, because you're listening to somebody do something, especially on attunements. A lot of people do attunements. So how can you have energy come to you if it's if you're already stuffed full of more crud, and then you have more attunements, and then you have more stuff to get rid of, and you think that this attunement is going to take away all of your problems? No, you have to do a clearing to get it out of you. You get rid of this stuff that you've got before. So it could come in all different ways and fashions, and that's what these New Age type healers are doing, is they're giving you special attunements for this, for that, but you need to get a clearing. You need to get the stuff out of you. So the more attunements that you have, the more further down the rat hole you are, and the more problems you're going to be having, and the more energetic courting connections to the aliens you're going to be facing. So that's kind of it. So this show, the heart-centered show, yeah, we're in the moment, and we're telling you what your problems are. So that's the way it works. Back to you, Kathy.
So the good things around us is our spirit, because other than that, we're given a natal chart, a storyline, a planetary courtings, alien abductions, soul family agreements, DNA judgments and densities. So what you're saying basically is that our only salvation, so to speak, is to connect with our spirit, be heart-centered, and it will help us if it can, but we have to get on the clearings to help ourselves. We have to get rid of those big plates of judgment that we took on, or the trash that we are living in with all the alien mind control that will just keep piling up unless we get it cleared off. So, Ron, I wondered if possibly you could do an emotional healing for us of some of these situations that cause us energetic cordings and attachments.
Okay, yeah, let's do one for if you've been to Expos, a lot of people are there dressed in white, putting their hands on top of your head, doing some kind of prayer work, and they're supposed to be doing something to you. Well, the first thing is that if they put your hands on your crown chakra, then they're connecting you to darkness. And this darkness energy is what I call the jellyfish energy that goes around you and through you. And then this connects you to the body, to the darkness energies. So if you don't want to believe in jellyfish, just know that they're coming in with an energy into your crown chakra to affect and connect to your whole body with something. Now remember, you can't bring anything to yourself, because it's already with you. So what are they bringing to you, you know? And that's the whole bottom line. What are you getting? They're telling you one thing, but what are you really getting? So we're going to disconnect you from that. And I'm sure most people listening have had somebody come up to them and say, oh, we want to do this energy work. We put our hand on top of your head, and we sent you divine love or something or whatever. So here we go. I'm going to take that energy away from you. Just think back when it happened to you. And maybe you have been doing it yourself to people for, you know, a long time. Just think how you're corrupting all those poor people. Here we go. So releasing it. In fact, I'll do it 5 different times. So in case you're a practitioner doing that, this can help you get released from what you've done to other people, because you took on their energy too. If you only had it done to yourself 5 times, you're going to feel pretty good about it and feel pretty balanced. So here we go. Releasing the first energy of that first person that did this to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And second time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Third time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Fourth time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's an energetic cording from darkness and brought to you by a practitioner thinking that they're giving you light. What's that? Got milk? Well, got light? Well, they got light. light of the darkness. Back to you, Kathy.
So, Ron, you essentially just disconnected the cording to our crown chakra, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Energetic crown chakra cording disconnection.
Okay, but isn't it good to have the crown chakra always open?
No. The worst thing you have is your crown chakra open, because that's the way the energy gets stuck in you and gets transmitted to you. Remember, they have to have a way to come into your body, and the crown chakra is how they do that almost all the time. So we're going to close everybody's crown chakra. If you don't want it done, you don't have to have it done. This is all free will, free choice on your part. But if you'd like to see what it's like to become peaceful, it's kind of like being like in a bodysuit, you know? So as soon as you close the crown chakra, you're going to feel all this energy inside of you because it's not leaking out, and stuff is not connecting to you as much as what it did before. So here we go. I'll count to five to close down your crown chakra. One, two, three, four, and five. Just kind of think of your crown chakra as a energetic gateway, a vortex, a stargate, or something that the aliens come into to connect to you to have their fun with you in your lifetime. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron, for the closing the crown chakra. And would that also apply to what you just said about keeping it closed, to the third eye chakra, which a lot of people I hear like to keep open to receive their messages?
Very possibly, yeah. Remember, anything that you need to know is going to be more of just being in the moment. So let me kind of describe that for about a minute here. When you're in the moment, you can see everything around you and not have attachment to it. And your whole body then is resonating, looking at things, we'll say. Otherwise, your third eye would be doing that. So that's more of a psychic connection. So you're not using your psychic energies. You're just being in the moment and sampling things and looking at things. And you're not courting anything. You're just being in the moment, observation mode, you know, out of duality, and that's the way it should be. Otherwise, you're on that roller coaster ride, and we all know where that goes, to negativity and much more. So here we go. Let's work with your third eye and shut that down for you, if you like. So you don't need to have it open. Just get in the moment, and you're going to have much more experiences and watching things, more information coming to you, which you can use in discernment, versus being in duality, trying to tune into something. Here we go. Third eye being closed, and it'll stay closed for this program. And after that, then it's up to you to continue on with this process by telling your body to close it down. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So you might feel completely different. Maybe your third eye was courting everything around you. That's what the aliens want to have done for you. And they will tell you about your third eye, psychic vision, everything else. But remember, this is all put in place by the alien programs to manipulate you. Back to you, Kathy.
So, Ron, you just closed our third eye chakra, chakra six. And I do want to share with the listeners that if they wish to continue to pursue the close down of their chakras on their own, as Ron just suggested, that many of Ron's listeners have highly recommended and used an online healing that he has on his website, creationlightship.com. The healing is called Crown Chakra Alien Cording Disconnection. And it's to be found on the left side of the home page, a little bit lower on the bottom. Crown Chakra Alien Cording Disconnection. And I've heard them say on your many archives, Ron, for other radio programs, that when they did this clearing, it seemed to reduce the amount of negativity coming into their life. or they just felt much less drained and more contained with their crown chakra shut down. So I just like to discuss that clearing for a moment, since it seems to be, like you said, on a stargate, an opening, the main entrance to all of the attachments that cause us problems and get us on that roller coaster ride. On the clearing, it's got all the chakras listed in steps, chakra 1 through 7, 7 being the crown. So they can all be closed step by step, and it describes what area those are in, front side and back side. In part 2 of the clearing, Vaughn, you have listed here 27 areas of the body that are also portals or points that can also be energetically corded. And those also can be closed or disconnected. Part 3, which I've heard a lot of people use quite a bit, is an online body energy shrink wrap, which is fantastic because when you click on the button, you can set how much time on the timer you'd like it to run. A light being will come up, and you can put your photo in front of the light being and go about your day, and you will have your body energy shrink wrap for protection. It helps keep your body energy tight to your body. So, for example, if you're going to one of those expos or Conscious Life Expo, one of those, I've gone to those, and prior to having the body energy shrink wrap, I could feel myself getting attached to things attaching to me everywhere I went and all the different tabletop exhibits I looked at. And now I have this as a tool, the body energy shrink wrap, which will hold me through the day. I don't have to always remember to say body shrink wrap or command my body to shrink wrap. It's here online. So I just think that's fantastic, and I really appreciate the suggestions and the testimonials from other listeners who actually led me to this clearing. Okay, so then after the body energy shrink wrap, you can also remove entities on this one clearing for the crown chakra disconnect. After you remove entities, you can do a spirit retrieval, and then also after that, a spirit integration. So it's really, really complete, very extensive, and does a complete healing too. So you have light infusion and the crown chakra alien coin disconnection. And Ron, you've always recommended people get this unlimited because you say that once we're disconnected, the aliens don't want to lose us, and they may find another way to get us back. Could you please verify that or talk about that again?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, so just do it a clearing once because there's thousands of aliens who probably have you on timelines out there, and they also like you. They want to love you to death, and they get all that energy from you, and they continually come in. Each time you do the clearings, you're getting more of yourself back. And also what you're doing is you're making it harder for them to interfere with you. Because remember, you're not completely here. You know, your spirit's been fragmented out through all of your lifetime, but you don't have enough spiritual protection with you to work these things off. And that's very sad. Because people gave themselves away to darkness by choosing blind energy to think and then to connect to the rhetoric and whatever else is out there according to their particular spiritual belief at the time throughout the ages. And in case somebody is wondering about having your chakras closed, the energy is to your body. It's not going out radiating to other people. So it's closed off to everything around you. So it's right inside your body, still working perfectly, but you're not having it radiate outside of your body to be corded and connected to. So that's one way you can look at it, is that the chakras are inaccessible when you do the clearings to other people. And I've had people who have taken away energetic cords from them that I saw. One lady, for instance, had a backache. She had it for like months. And I go, you got a cord on you. And I said, oh, this is your ex-boyfriend. She goes, oh, yeah, I knew that he'd get me, you know. So I pulled this cord off, which is about a 3-inch diameter cord, attached to her right kidney, and all of a sudden her backache went away instantly. Well, the aliens do the same thing. Remember, as above, so below. The darkness above you works with the darkness inside of you, and it's all the same stuff. And so, you know, everybody controls everything else. It's like we're here, you know, controlling our animals around in the planet. So we're a consciousness that's controlling things, and that's what the aliens do, too. That's why I use the term as above, so below. I'm not meaning that as source energy above and source energy below. No, I'm not talking about that. But don't think that as above, so below is an energy of spirituality that is source energy. No, that is not correct. So as above, so below means the darkness above you is controlling what they set in place, which is the darkness below them. And there's always something about them controlling them. That's the way the alien agenda works. So back to you, Kathy.
And you've talked about the third chakra. Don't need to have that open, because the best thing to do really is just to be in the moment. And you have some clearings on your website, creationlightship.com. A very good free one, which is under sample healings on the left side. It's the very first one listed, called Be Here in the Now. And it's designed to be online to bring the body and spirit to the present moment. They can do it online with the light being, as well as do the mind to heart drop, which Ron suggests us doing as often as we can during the day to bring us into the present moment. On the Be Here Now healing, there's an automatic 10-minute body retrieval, then an automatic 10-minute spirit retrieval, and a spirit light infusion. So even if you just wanted to go get some spirit retrieval or do a spirit light infusion sometime, you could just go to the website and use the light being here to help you. And it's just fantastic, and also talked about a lot by your listeners, Ron, who've use it quite a bit when they've encountered something upsetting or felt that they were being taken off to the left, into the past or into a present moment or onto a parallel lifetime. So thank you so much for that. Now, the crown chakra cording disconnect, Ron, you sort of were saying that it's for living life down here on the planet, not for preventing abductions. Could you explain that again, please?
Yeah, the crown chakra disconnect is how they connect to you to bring up their plan, their life plan for you. So the crown chakra is used by the aliens to read your DNA to see how they can trigger you and what learning experience they want to have next. And that also goes hand in hand with the planet and stars and whatever else is out there controlling you too. So if they want to figure out what they can do to you, then they'll just activate through the orb energy that's around you. They'll activate the DNA to come forward and put that on your psychic billboard as if you transmit to everybody. Remember, everything here is psychic, mind control, mind energies. And then from there, they bring you into situations that you maybe don't want to have. They can also activate your thoughts. So they can take a thought of yours that you've had in the far distant future and bring that up and activate you and get you to worry about something. And now you're doing that whole life experience over again because they got managed out at the first time or maybe the 20th time. If any of you out there have reoccurring thoughts of something that's negative, well, that's because they got you. They're giving you those thoughts. So we have clearings for that too. But the main thing is to get rid of the aliens that are connecting with you and do that clearing. Get the stuff off of you. Otherwise, you're going to have a life that's not going to be very pleasant, because they're not going to want it to be pleasant. That's just the way it is. So they come in through the crown chakra, they cord you, they activate your DNA, for learning that lesson, and then from there it goes to everybody around you, and then you cord everybody, they cord you, and all of a sudden you're all tangled up with energetic cords, and people are communicating to those cords, giving you bad and awful situations, like I talked about earlier, you know, somebody cords your back, get a back pain. Well, that's all real stuff. They may even want to terminate your life. That can happen, too. You all heard about stories about that. So the main thing is to get rid of these energies from the aliens first so that you can have a better life, because they're going to trigger you regardless of whatever you're doing. You can have a great day, and they'll find out some way to make it awful for you and trigger your thoughts so you start thinking of something. And that's only because they're connecting through your crown chakra. That's the gateway. That's the entry point. Get rid of those energetic cords. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, I've heard listeners say that, done the crown chakra disconnect, that they would recommend that as the number one clearing to do online, because then they can hold their energy of the other healings and the other whole life clearings that you have online as well. So as you said, if we're constantly being corded, we begin to decline and our genetic cellular memory becomes full of problems, thoughts outside ourselves and densities, and we can't accept the light and no healing can take place. So Ron, last week you disconnected us from the planetary energy of Saturn, and some people after the program reported feeling that it a release in one of their organs inside their body and hadn't realized how remarkably corded they were to planetary energies. So I was wondering, since you just mentioned other people's traumas and problems cording us energetically, if you could do a timeline crash or a clearing for those situations that we've encountered where we're listening to other people's problems, or maybe we're sharing our own, and we're creating those energetic cords.
Okay, so everybody, you need to think of something out there. Maybe you had lunch with somebody today or during the week, and they were talking, say, gossiping or whatever, you know, communicating to you about their situation that they've had for the last 50 years. And it's the same story all the time, maybe a different event, but the same storyline, and you're maybe getting a little bored with it. But you don't have enough horsepower, we'll say, to get out of their spell, because they're connecting to you so heavily on their energetic cord that you're forced to listen to them. So this might be maybe pushing your buttons here, because you may go, yeah, that's Sally. Whenever I go up here with her, she's talking about her bad boyfriend and the last boyfriend that she had and the one before that, or a bad marriage, or this and that, or her daughter does this, you know. In fact, I'll just share something really fast here. I was doing a session in New York, and the table next to me, these two ladies are talking. I'm there for about a half an hour, and they're talking all about their children, what their children are doing and how it's affecting them, and their whole life is wrapped up around their children. I thought, well, this is really strange. Where's their life? So they're living the life of their children. Isn't that sad? If you're doing that, boy, that's awful, because how are you going to live life here when you're worried about somebody else's reaction? And, you know, they're talking, I guess the one lady had a daughter of 21, and she's talking about who he's dating now and this and that. I mean, she's putting herself in the role of her daughter, and judging that boyfriend, and she may have 20 more of them, and, you know, but that's her life. She's living and controlling, or trying to control, the life of her daughter through energetic cording, because she's talking about her. Whenever you talk about somebody, you're bringing the energy right into the room, just as if they're there physically. So let's do a timeline crash for a situation that you maybe, you know, I mentioned you went out to eat with somebody, and it's the same old storyline, you know, but a different day. Here we go. So you need to think of this yourself, because that's the way the clearings work. One, releasing this from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. It's pretty heavy stuff. One, a couple of you out there that really got stuck in this this mode of energetic cordage may not even realize it. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now that you're released from this particular situation, and you could have a thousand of these, but this is the one that I'm talking about, as you look at it now, it should be very distant to you. And now if you try to analyze it, you would think, well, why am I even there doing this? Why am I wasting my day, an hour, my precious time of my life during lunch hour to hear Sally going off and talking about her boyfriend, courting me to the boyfriend or whatever the situation is? Why am I doing this? Well, maybe it's an addiction that you have. Maybe you have entities who want to hear it. Or maybe she just wanted to cord you very heavily, or that person, to bring you into that situation, you know, into that lunch area, so they can talk to you, to have somebody to talk to about their misery. Why live in somebody else's misery? So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, I think we get into the habit of sharing. We call it sharing each other's stories, and it really is just about energetic attachments. And as you say, the courting goes both ways. And with that timeline crash you did, we might feel some tingles. We might feel more self-contained being off of that timeline and less energy of our own leaking out. And so we have to use discernment in who we talk to, what we see, and what we receive in, including the media. Because I've heard you say, Ron, that if we think of ourselves as being a lot like sprinklers, then alien races are courted to each stream of water, and we have a lot of sprinklers going out all the time. So there could be thousands of leakages as they are stealing our energy. And if we are having an energy drain, then we can't have any health or wellness, and we start to decline in our health. So, Ron, what healings would you recommend for someone with declining health, aging, maybe looking down at a few years of not being on the planet too much longer because their energy is starting to shut down?
Well, the first thing is that if you have a situation that you know about, we'll just say that you talk to somebody and they go, oh, well, you got this Australian African creeping crud, and it came from New Zealand, and you've got this stuff. And you go, oh, boy, I've never been there in my life, but how did I get it? Well, it just came in through the air, and it latched onto you. You got the strain also from Mexico. And you go, oh, that's even worse. Oh, what are we going to do now? Well, if you know that you have stuff happening and you see yourself going down the tubes because maybe your back has been hurting for the last 10, 20 years, maybe, you know, you got that special Australian creeping crud plus a new strain from Mexico, you know, attached to it, then do your death barcode because they're trying to take you out. So the alien death barcode is put on you. Now, this is the barcode put on you to get you to leave. What's the old saying? The Lord taketh, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, or something. That's an old phrase that I remember. Going back a long time ago. But you remember, you're here. You only live for so long. Why do you have a short life? Because your judgments got you. Who gave you the judgments? The aliens. They put it in your DNA. You get away from them. You're in the moment. You're away from them. If not in the moment, you're in the mind to heart drop all the time and staying in the moment without connecting to mind energy, then they have a harder time connecting to you. But that alien death barcode is what you want to do. If you have any close calls with death, I won't call it a near-death experience because that sounds kind of stupid to me, having a near-death. Either you die or you didn't die. So if you did die, then that's a death experience and you came back here. Okay? That means that that was one of your key points to get out of here. And somehow they wanted you to stay, so they gave you all this razzmatazz about coming back helping people. And you changed your whole personality because you got rid of DNA because you died. started getting taken away from you. Then you came back in with the same spirit, and it goes, oh, I'm freed up now. I'm not tied up in knots with all this energetic cordings from the DNA. Now I can have a different consciousness, and I can see more of the DNA that I want to experience, which may be more positive. A lot of people will come back and have a more positive life, and they change completely. But if you do have any close calls with death, maybe you almost fell off the roof of your house and you're going head first, or for some reason you did a tumble and you landed on your back. You hurt your back, but you didn't have a crushed head. Well, that would be one of those times. Maybe you're going to step off the curb at a busy street and somebody behind you saw a car coming and you were looking the other direction and you would have been, all over the highway. Well, that's another one that was a near-death experience. You know, that's near getting close to death, okay? So if you have any situations that could have taken you out of here, that's a barcode. So the alien set up that whole scenario for you. You know, you didn't know somebody would throw a banana peel on the roof of a building and you're going to step on it. That'd be the most absurd thing, you know? Then you hit the banana peel, you go, what's that doing here? And now I'm going down the roof, you know? So you got to remember that all these situations of your close calls with death are a setup for you to leave here. The aliens got tired of you. They go, this person's probably getting too smart, or we just want to get them out of here. Their body energy is not compatible to us or something. We want to get them out because, you know, the body is no longer useful to us. And then when you get older, naturally, see people hooked up into the, in the hospitals with all the cords and cables and other cordings attached to the body to keep them alive. Maybe in a positive way. I'm sure to the person they probably wouldn't want that, but aside from that, they're all hooked up, and they're just waiting to die. And some are afraid of death, because they know that those aliens are going to grab them. Maybe they see that. But typically, when you're in that situation, you know, it's not a very pleasant life, even if you hang on for a long time. I said, what are you doing? You're not being creative. You're just stuck. Stuck in a bed with all these tubes hooked up to you. So that's the way they get you out of here. And do your death barcode. Very, very, very important. If you want to know how many death barcodes you have, then just give me an email. Go to healing@creationlightship.com. healing@creationlightship.com. And just put in death barcode with a question mark. And just say you're interested in having your death barcodes taken out. How many do I have? Most people have 3. One person I knew had 2. There are other people that I deal with and see, and some have had up to maybe a dozen. So, but you know yourself, you know, how many close calls with death to get yourself out of here have you had? Each one of those is a barcode. They don't want you here anymore, and then they'll try even harder to get you out the next time to get those things off of you. And that's programmed in your natal chart, one of your other controlling factions here, that media is that a medium that's doing that. And the star and planets, which are probably the aliens looking down at you, holding a Saturn or Jupiter. It's a whole race of these things, you know? You know, I don't know. Very possibly, when you start doing these clearings, you realize that, how can something outside of myself afford me? How can it change my life? Why should I... Or how can I, since I have free will, free choice, allow this to have happen? Well, you don't have free will, free choice. It's already set up for you. You have free will, free choice in what they want you to have. And then from there, it gets worse. So if you start bucking the system and trying to be stubborn about it, and you still have the code in you, then it gets worse. You get the codes off of you, the energetic codes that they're transmitting to you, like the clearings that we have on the website to help you out to get stuff released from you. Remember, you got to get it released. You just can't put a Band-Aid over or do an attunement or bring it light into it, false light, because you need to have source energy work with you. And that's what's inside of yourself. But we give you a way to do that. And that's the whole process. Get rid of your death barcode. Another one is the mind of the body. If you have a problem with yourself, and you're in misery, we do have a body jumpstart clearing, which is very good. But maybe your mind and your body got turned off completely and you can't get well. So I'll activate that in people for this, maybe this last, I'll do it till, one more hour past the end of the show here. That way you're going to have a good hour to experience this here. So here we go. This is going to activate your mind, your body. After that, it gets turned off because the energetic cords are there, and I can't hold the energy that long. Here we go. One, two. So if you have a condition, just think of it now, and you're going to feel your body changing. And all of a sudden, your internal healer, which is the mind of your body, that's what we call it, is now activated and is going to try to do some work for you. Otherwise, it's like, you know, maybe put to sleep. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if you notice, time went by really quick on this show. Why did it go by so fast? Well, it's because you're in the moment. This program is in the moment of source energy. So you need to understand that. That's why it went by so quickly. And if you don't know what we talked about because you're in the moment, then take some notes and go back and listen to the archive and write down what we talked about. Now, if the darkness is going to interfere with you, they very possibly could. They may get you to write different words than what I'm talking about. So listen to it three times. Take your notes and listen to it over again. Just go back and see what was said. Make sure that you get the proper information. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that information about the alien death barcode removal and also the sample mind of the body clearing to help us help our internal healer and keep it going like a surge of energy. That must be what we feel like after the death barcodes are removed. And that healing, the death barcode removal, can be found on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, on the left side under alien barcode removals. And as he said, and other people have also experienced and recommended, that it helps to undo the alien plan to kick us off. And they recommend we get it taken away, the barcodes, before we start shutting down. And it does rejuvenate and unhamper us, and it helps the mind of the body with healing our essential systems. And it's true what you say, Ron. We've all seen people who look like the walking dead, and they're obviously walking around with their last death barcode on them.
Hey, we also have it. The stress death barcode is included with that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The emotional stress barcode.
Yep. So
is in the alien death.
If you have any stress, that one gets the stress death barcode off of you. Those are the two ways that they get you. You notice that if you are in stress, the stress will kind of make you not feel too happy, and then you start shutting down because your mind and your body doesn't want to work any longer. They put codes into that to turn it off. So that clearing, you have two clearings in one. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a fantastic clearing. That's the part that rejuvenates. Okay, so Ron, on the last few minutes we have here, could you possibly do a timeline crash for a common health issue? And then maybe we can end with the mind-to-heart drop.
Okay, so I guess what's kind of common now that's going around, you know, is the big C word, you know? So let's do a timeline crash for the C word. I don't need to bring it up. We all know what it is. You know? So here we go. If you happen to have something with that C word, then you may want to, you know, concentrate on it and see if it tends to help you. Now, how is it going to help you? It's going to bring you into a consciousness of peace. So all the clearings that we have bring in peace energy to you. The negativity, the darkness gets replaced by peace. Here we go. So think of that. Maybe you have something on your skin. You know what it is. Maybe the sea skin problem, you know? Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see if that helps you. And this planner will last for, you know, another hour till straight up on the hour. So just kind of sit there, bring up the light, get on your monitor screen. I'll do the mind to heart drop. So this is what we do all the time, and you have to command your spirit out loud to do this. If you don't do it, please don't even bother if you don't say it out loud, because then you're in the land of darkness, and you're going down the rat hole even further. So here we go. And if you're doing meditations and you think that you're in your heart, if you haven't commanded your spirit, if you think you're in your heart center in a meditation, if you haven't commanded your spirit out loud, then you're also in the land of darkness. So for all you out there who meditate a lot, know that you picked the wrong information and was told the wrong thing. So say out loud, I now command my spirit to bring my thoughts into my heart center. That's simple. You have to wake it up, otherwise it's sleeping. You don't talk to it. And here we go. So drop me down, and I looks like an elevator, 10th floor to the first. You can feel your thoughts go down to your heart, then you're in peace. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Like I said, you can't think of a negative or positive thought now. And now you know why people can't channel the light, because you're in source energy now. So this should connect some dots to you. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, thank you so much for the timeline crash on that health condition that we hear about in the media so much. We may know someone who has it if we have don't have it ourselves. And also for the mind to heart drop, which is a wonderful way to end the show after hearing so many ways that we're corded and attached and controlled and played with by unwanted universal travelers. So I would like to, in conclusion, acknowledge the Contact Talk Radio listeners and the members in the chat room, where our moderator is posting links and notes relating to Ron's healings and the topic discussed tonight about energetic cords and attachments. After hearing all this and being offered the opportunity to do the online clearings, it is up to us to initiate the process of getting the darkness and densities cleared out and healed for the true ascension of light on the creationlightships.com website. There are informative posts to the healings, loads of testimonials and radio archives with many topics discussed for your further interest and understanding. Ron has created many healings to get us on the highway to ascension, because right now is our chance to connect to our own divine spirit. The Creation Lightship is offering this choice and a chance to get back to our home base energy with our twin flame in a planet of light, where the real light only works in the present moment without duality, cordings, hierarchy, emotion, or judgment. We thank our host, Ron Amatron, and Creation Lightship for the program Divine Healings tonight. We will be back next week on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Time on Contact Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Blessings and good night.
You have been listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron Amatron is a true master, teacher, healer who brings forth vitally important information, sound solutions, and healing to the public through his radio broadcasts. Learn more about Ron Amatron and his interactive healings at www.creationlightship.com.